Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 24 of season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We got Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
Alex is here, too. What up, Alex?
Hey, yo, guys. It's your boy.
And your girl is here, too. Cherry. What up, Cherry?
What up?
She's in the house.
I am back after a two-week
She's actually in her house.
I am. Yeah, okay.
Technically, we're in her house. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry it's messy, guys. I've been very busy.
That's okay.
Don't mention it. No one knows. It's fine.
I'm usually very domestic.
No one knew until you mentioned
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I took all my laundry away. If it was all over the floor. I moved it before you guys entered.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's kick off the podcast like we always do, and that is with what we wore on feet today. Cherry, I'm looking at you.
Well, I'm like really not that interesting this summer because all I'm wearing is my multicolor racers. I can't stop wearing them. So that's what I wore all during the day. I need to actually put them away in a box and hide them because in the morning I just right away go and gravitate toward them. So light. My feet I feel like I'm floating all day. Like it's just my shoe. And now right now when I'm home, I'm in my Fenty slides, my green bow slides.
Nice.
Like a Baus. You guys notice my mani pedi? Guys, did you notice?
No, I noticed that you were very tan though.
Yeah, I've been tanning. You know, also got burnt, but...
taking advantage of summer.
Brown people do burn, guys. Brown people do burn.
So what if you put another pair of racers in front of your door instead of the Maltese?
So my only other races are my Goddess, and they're doing major construction around my place.
Good call.
There's too much dust outside. I see the dust. I'm definitely not wearing those outside at the moment. I'm not walking to work in those. And to wear them at work is also a danger because I climb ladders all day. Mm. And
I gotcha. Okay.
Chloe, what do you think about that?
I think you should just do it.
Not very funny. But I... just to note,
because I know he's like,
just to note, I need
them.
More racers in my collection. That's what I want.
I feel
so
the same way.
Anybody see anything, I will buy every single color of that shoe. I love it. That, no, I will. Well, at the
you work in a shoe store.
Yeah, you have access to that shit.
Yeah, but true. And I'm wearing an 8 men, actually. I'm technically a 7.5, but I'm wearing an 8. I will buy them. Lies. I will. I'm actually getting the B Truth. This week, so
nice,
very nice,
yeah.
And just to counter your Goddess comment, I think Chloe went the anti Goddess this week. I saw a picture of his.
So last night and this morning, I wore my Midnight Flyknit racers, and they look so weird on me.
Why?
Because I rarely wear all black shoes.
Okay.
And yesterday was like a dress up event, so they were like my dress shoes. And my wife Jen is like, something doesn't fit. Your whole outfit doesn't work. And I'm like, it's because I'm wearing black shoes and you're used to seeing flashy shoes, white shoes, everything but black.
Yeah.
And that's why. And she's like, yeah, that's it. But they're still fucking money.
They're money.
Your shot
of with the light.
The blinds?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Awesome.
God, I took like 50 shots.
Dude, so that means you haven't worn all black shoes in so long that your wardrobe is set up to not have black shoes like as the
centerpiece. I think I always tend to mismatch everything. And
like on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like black shoes, probably got a handful. And if there is black on them, there's always a hint of white or another color. But this is full out black.
Yeah.
And I think this is what throws the whole thing off.
So...
but it's fucking money.
Hmm.
Like, I think I'll wear them more often just so that...
you get used to it?
Yeah, I get accustomed to seeing it. And she'll get used to seeing it, too.
So let's say you're wearing all black sneakers, right? Like, all black. What suggestions do the others have in terms of how to dress to make it all flow together?
All black.
Like, wear all black top to bottom.
I thought about that yesterday, but I'm like... there's different shades of black.
No.
And then there's a lot of lint removing. Like, I have a cat, so I'd have to use my lint remover like a madman.
Gotcha.
But I don't think I have the balls to do the all
like
black
thing.
White tee, then black all the way down.
But then your shoes don't pop. Is that your issue?
Yeah. Like today I'm wearing like dark tones, black pants, and...
Your olive. Olive works. Like this shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, but then if I wore olive shoes?
No, black.
Oh, yeah. Olive goes with the black.
But so you got your black, all black sneakers. Then you do your little cuff with your pants or your pin roll to create the separation between the bottom of your pants and your shoes.
Yep.
So your skin becomes that separation. And then whatever on top, like black and whatever. Yep. So that's your focal point is your skin. And then the eyes just roll down to the
shoe. To the shoe.
Yeah.
Right to the shoe.
I feel you and I are like on the same wavelength because I don't wear black shoes either.
It's
I feel
weird.
We have some similarities.
Yeah. Huh. Like my pirate blacks. I got to pull those out more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't worn my King Push triple black.
Triple black.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
EQT.
Yeah.
See, I feel I'd have a hard time wearing that shoe too.
It's just not the timing yet.
It's like wedding material.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe if you lace swapped or just lace swapped black laces, but the tip is a different color.
Mm. Like
lace
a silver.
Tip is a different color.
Yeah.
Silver.
Close favorite gold.
Huh? Yeah.
Gold right. Tips. Gold. Just the tip.
Yeah, just before coming here, I was going to wear my swooshless Jordan 1s, the white ones. And they had gold tip laces. And I'm like, fuck, I got to swap that shit.
Nice. But what'd you wear on feet today?
So this morning I wore the Midnight Flyknit Racers. And on the way to the pod, I broke out my Volt pair of Ultra Boost 1.0s.
Fire.
I periodically search for those on eBay, hoping that someone forgets how cool they are.
There's so
and
many.
That they priced them incorrectly. And then I snatched them up. But no.
Are you hunting any other pairs of 1.0s?
Ultra Beast?
Yeah.
Ultra Boost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the colors?
I actually, I just run a search on Ultra Boost for my shoe size. And then I disregard anything that's 3.0, 2.0.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I will sort by price low. And I won't go past like a certain amount.
Yes.
Because I'm like, meh.
I do the women's too. And I'm looking for...
I do the women's search too.
I'm looking for the peach, the mango, your navies.
Navies, yeah.
And high pretty snob. Much anything else that's going to be at a good price.
So Volt, I'm looking for as well. I think this is a 2.0. I'm not sure. Or like it's like a red...
1.0.
Yeah.
The infrared ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1.0.
Yo, they're dope. I'm like, if those pictures of 4.0s are accurate, I'm digging the upper much more than...
I haven't seen the photos.
It's only subdued. Speculations, but it's like more leaning towards 1.0 than anything else.
Nice.
There's no more gradient.
Exactly.
There's no more...
Textures.
Or whatnot. It's just, it feels like it's going back to 1.0-ish.
Nice. Okay, am I wrong in thinking... I see the collar going higher for some reason. It looks higher.
I looked at it
taller.
This way. No, I just saw some like prime knit shots.
Like suckish at the top? Like a band?
I don't know if it's my eyes playing tricks on me or the angle that they shot it at. Because it's just teasers. It's not like official pics. And it looks as though the collar goes higher. So I may be totally wrong, but for some reason, the Ultra Boost evolution, I've seen this, like the tip. Do you see the front tip of the shoe also curl more than the V1s?
Mm.
So I don't know. Maybe everything's throwing me off. But yeah.
V1s are the shit.
They are, but you know what? I'm wondering how long the V1 will sustain.
Yeah.
Because we're getting up there.
Mine are yellow as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even my dead stock pairs.
Really? Yeah. I don't open those boxes often, but like, yeah.
I'm okay with the yellowing.
Just like that's down fine. On the midsole?
Yeah.
Closer to the
heel.
Yeah.
And around that black lip.
Yep. My OGs are starting to do that too.
They look even better, I find. But I just don't want them to disintegrate.
Yeah. We don't really know the lifespan of boots, do we? I think we discussed that.
We discussed about that before. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. It's okay. Time will tell.
That's right.
We're part of the test subjects.
We're experimenting with Boost.
Yeah,
my beaters are still going on. They're going.
Cut the grass shit.
Yeah.
Cool. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
Today, check it out, Cherry. I wore my my Flyknit multi racers, but I have a different version.
Yeah.
Mine are cooler. And
please.
I wore those. Those are the pair that I actually keep in my backpack all the time. I have a pair of racers in my backpack all the time.
Always? You always have racers?
Either a racer, or if I'm wearing a racer, I'll put like a pair of, I don't know, Ultra Boost in my backpack.
Yeah.
There's always a pair of sneakers in there. So I wore those. And then for tonight at the podcast, I am wearing my Puma suedes. The staple collabo.
They're so sick, man.
I love that pink.
I got those from Sneaker Tub.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sneaker Tub.
Just since you mentioned staple, this is very random, but I was thinking it today. Why do pigeons have such a bad reputation? Because I think they're such a pretty bird.
A pigeon?
Yeah.
They poop on you?
But all birds do. But pigeons are just very, like, they're very nice. Like, they're very nice color. They're very pretty birds.
Who's talking shit about pigeons?
I mean, I just feel pigeons have a bad reputation in general. People look at, like, I don't find
maybe
pigeons have
like
a good reputation.
Maybe they're, like, urban centers and
they're just
like,
very basic?
No, it's, like, it's not, like, nature. It's not, like, it's the griminess of the city and, like,
the concrete jungle.
Like, if anything, pigeons remind me of street culture.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying, when you look at the bird, like, it's a very nice-looking bird. I mean, it's nice colors. It's very pretty.
It's very on-trend because it's all tones and shit.
I just think it's a good-looking
tones
bird.
Tones with a hit of infrared
in
the eyes.
I feel like they just have, like, you look at a rat, right? Like, a rat is a street animal. And I mean, a rat is not beautiful. Like, I saw a rat in Chinatown when we went to eat months ago, and it was not pretty, right? Like, a mouse is pretty, but a rat, no. But a pigeon is pretty.
I agree with you, Cherry.
You agree, right? Like, and obviously, I'm just, because you said staple. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to kicks.
It is related.
It's related. I agree.
The colorway.
It's a nice bird.
Clearly, staple is smart, and they realize the pigeon has beautiful colors.
Amazing.
Alex, what'd you wear on feet today, my dude?
I wore my zebras today.
Oh, yeah.
First time since the restock. It's they've been back in the shelf for a little bit.
Do you have one pair of zebras, or you were able to get during the restock?
No,
as
just
well?
One for now.
You have one.
Yeah.
You got the good pair.
I then switched up because from talking to Mike today,
I found out
that we were wearing the exact same outfit.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like, same white tee from the same brand.
Same shoes.
Same.
You were wearing
black
shorts.
Oh, yeah. You were wearing pants?
I was wearing pants.
In your picture.
So cute. Anyways,
so I was just like, I had a crazy day. I was on the road a lot. Some meetings
goals.
And stuff. And I was like, yo, I need to go back home just to change. Because I figured you would probably do the same. But I was like, just in case. The thing that I hate the most in the world is like being dressed up like someone else.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
We did that the other day.
Yeah. Did we? Yeah, we did do that.
2 weeks ago.
So I'm back home and switched up to my white mountaineering R2s.
Very nice.
The olive-ish brown colorway that came out this week.
The new ones.
The new ones. So happy I got those.
Are those just
jealous.
Sold out?
Nope. Still sitting on my store.
Nice. And still, what about the trail?
They're sold out online,
Everything. They sold out online within minutes.
Of course.
Seconds, to say the least. And then at my store, no hype, no nothing.
That's too bad.
The shoe has quite a high price point, so you really, really gotta dig the shoe if you want to cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It's not a shoe that you're just gonna like buy to buy. Like, you really need to be into it. So I don't blame it. I don't blame the shoe to be sitting. I'd rather see the shoe sit and just go like slowly towards like whoever's really into the actual collab and the product itself more than just like selling for the hype.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
colors are legitimate. The colors are sick. The apparel is just ridiculous. Like,
it's crazy.
Track suits, pullover jackets,
pants,
Henley shirts, shirts. Like, this, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. So, definitely a good week for us last week because so happy that that dropped at the store.
So, just to, sorry, because you mentioned zebras and then Mike mentioned like the good pair or whatnot. In case anyone's wondering, the first run of them and the second run is the exact same pair.
Same exact skew, exact same everything.
It's not a retro, it's a real re-release.
Same style code.
Yeah.
And it's, anyways, yeah, it's the same shoe.
Yeah. So like if someone has the first box, second box, and you just mix them up in front of them, you won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
Like, what's what?
It's funny.
In case anyone's wondering.
Voila.
Voila.
So what about you, Mike?
Well,
figured.
Of course, you kind of already know. Yeah, it was hilarious. I was looking at our Instagram stories today, and I saw you shooting a little bit with Anna. Yeah. Shout out to Anna. And
Anna.
Saw that you were wearing the exact same thing as me. I was wearing zebras, started off the day at work, and I had to send you a little selfie.
Yeah.
And
We're both wearing a shirt that we got from our good listeners and friend Remy.
Yeah.
He's starting his old little thing. So good luck to you in your future. We got some like local Montreal shirts. They look really good.
They're really cool.
Everyone today asked me about them. So I was like, oh, it's a friend of mine, blah, blah, blah.
What's
like,
his brand called?
Well, local. I don't know if it's actually...
called Local.
It's going to be called Local.
Yeah.
I didn't get to talk to him a lot about it, but the shirts are really cool. He has black and white for now.
Yep. He only did like a limited run, but if you want to message him, then go right ahead because
everyone. He was in the hype episode.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, everyone's been really
starting his own thing.
It.
I'm really happy for him. Like we got to talk a bit last week, and
he's
super cool dude. He's doing his thing. It's dope.
Yeah, he's going to be opening up his own store soon, which is really cool. We'll get more details on that later on.
Good stuff.
But before I came to the podcast, I had to go home and change because I didn't want to make it weird once I got to the podcast and Alex and I were wearing the same thing. So I brought out the black with the red stripe Yeezy 350 V2s.
Just balling, eh?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a Yeezy day.
Correct.
It has to happen
every now and then.
It does. But that's what's going on. What's going on this week for anyone else? Anything exciting for anyone? Alex, I don't know if we want to talk about your trip to Toronto.
Maybe give a small
hint,
description of what's going on, and then maybe in part two of our pod,
we'll get deeper. Into it.
Drop the bomb.
So last week I was flying out to Toronto for a couple of days to actually be a part of a NMD pop-up shop that was happening in Toronto. The main thing behind that pop-up execution was that it was the first time for the Canadian market to test out the Adidas Confirmed app.
Mm, interesting.
So I'll get deeper into that maybe a bit later.
Yeah,
but cool. It was really cool. It was a quick trip. Really, really fun. And I have more like Adidas adventures coming up. Super dope.
Sick.
Yep. Your boy's flying, yo.
I have a funny story.
Yeah.
So I thought something interesting was going to happen yesterday. So I haven't bought anything in a while. I've just been like really busy at work and like I missed the past two pods and stuff. I've really just been working and coming home and passing out. Anyways, yesterday I haven't made much time to go back home to see my mom and my family. Anyway, so yesterday I was talking to her and then she's like, oh, you have a bunch of mail, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'll come on Saturday. Then she's like, and there's a box from Nike. And I was like, actually,
I'll be right over.
I was like, you know
on
what?
On my way.
I was like, you know what? If I leave right now, I'll be there soon. And I'm on my way.
And also, I miss you, Mom.
Yeah. So I'm like, yes. I thought I was like, for sure. And not a doubt in my mind. I thought it was probably maybe the gold Air Maxes because I heard some people got them. Wink, wink. So I was like, yo, I got the gold ones because, you know, I wanted those.
Uh-huh.
Fucking. Sorry, I swore, guys. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Am I allowed to swear?
Who gives a fuck? Just don't fucking say that.
Oh, my God.
Again,
okay. So I mad dash home. I'm like, oh, my God. I wanted to get home before like the sun went down so I could take a video of my shoes and unbox them outside. I was pumped. Get home, like, didn't even say hi to anybody. Go grab the box. As I'm, like, slicing it open, I was like, Oh man, this is the shoe for one of my friends in New York. I ordered a shoe for him on Nike.ca and it was that stupid shoe. So when I'm looking at
so big.
Jesus.
So as I'm like, I got the scissor and I was about to slice it open. And that's like, when I realized that I ordered a shoe for him last week. And I was like, I was like, and then as I opened it, it was his.
You got catfished by sneakers?
Oh, man, I was so pissed. So I made that whole drive. I mean, I'm glad I saw my mom, but man, the feeling was fun. So I was pumped because I'm like, oh, at least I'll have something to talk about today. I thought I could talk about my gold, take a picture, nada. So I really have no story, but that's my story.
Well, at least, you know what? I think you can live vicariously through one of the pod members about some gold joints.
Some gold joints.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nike.
Yeah.
Rude.
Damn.
I want to give a big shout out to Nike Toronto for sending myself a mysterious package that I had no idea was coming. The wife got home. She's like, did you order something? She was kind of pissed about it, too.
It's from my friend in New York.
She was really, not really pissed, but pissed enough. She's like, do you order something? I'm like, no, but anything I do, I get delivered to work so I don't get in trouble. She's like, well, there's something here that was tried to deliver, but you weren't here, so they had to take it back to the DC. I'm like, who the hell would send me something? So I kind of tracked the package and found out it came from Toronto. I'm like, there's only one person I gave my address to, and it was Nike Toronto. So
did they ask you for it?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah, they sent me a DM. They asked me for it, and this was like a month and a half ago, something like that. Sorry, Cherry. So I went and I picked up the box, and I was so excited because the best thing is you have no idea what's on the inside. Right, Cherry?
It's like the funnest thing in the world.
So it like really your is. Head's just spinning and spinning and spinning. So I opened it up and it was a pair of the Air Max 97 OG
so
gold
jealous.
Metallics.
So happy for you, Mike.
In a size 7.
Cool. I'm so kidding. Happy for you, bro.
Size 7?
So
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh.
What's your size?
7 men. But
yeah.
You know what?
It's for my friend in Toronto.
Why I was so annoyed is because on the drive, I was like preparing my thank yous and I was like preparing my whole, Instagram comment.
How
like,
many
you know,
praying emoji hands to
yeah,
put?
Yeah, like I was, it was all a vision, you know? I couldn't wait. I was like preparing. Ah, it was so embarrassing.
And then ski.
Ski?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's straight up.
Ski. So big shout out to everyone at Nike Toronto for hooking me up. I really
that's
do appreciate
cool,
it.
That's pretty cool, mate.
Yeah.
Super dope. Really happy for you.
In part two of the pod,
yeah,
I have a couple of questions for you about that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like this.
So I don't know. I had like a weird, kind of like a big week in sneakers. I don't know if you okay.
What's kind of a
big
week?
Month in sneakers?
It's kind of like a day in the life of like what we do here. So there's a lot of randomness, but it started off with I got off the bus one day and I saw this guy. I saw his pants. His pants are so fucking dope. They're fucking dope. It's like black jeans, but they had like this camo pattern on it. And it was like off-white, the camo pattern. So I was like, oh, those pants are nice. And he was just sitting on the like a cement block, just waiting for someone, I guess. And then I noticed he was wearing Yeezys.
You got that from my store.
Yeezys?
I looked at his Instagram.
Yeah?
He's a guy, he mysteriously like, he's been winning tons of raffles.
Oh, no, but this is the Pirate Blacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, super old, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this guy, I'm like, I see his Yeezys. I'm like, are those real? I go, yeah, I think they're real. Yeah. Then I get in my car and I'm about to drive off. Then I'm like, you know what? I got like 5 minutes. I get out of my car and I go up to him and go, hey, how's it going, man? I go, I take photos of sneakers every now and then.
Every day.
Is it okay take a picture of your shoes? And he's like, yeah, sure. He goes, I met you before at H&M where I work. I go, oh yeah. So I had met this guy before. He works at H&M. And we were talking about like sneakers and like fashion and whatever. So I was like, okay, yeah, I remember you, yeah. So then I go, I set up and I start taking shots. I go, those are really cool pants, man. He goes, yeah, I made them. I go, what? He goes, I made them. I study fashion. I go, crazy sick. Sorry, I feel like I'm swearing a lot this episode. It's Cherry's fault.
We'll beat them.
Yeah.
Bad influence.
Then I was like, whoa. So right away we're like, yo, give me your Instagram, blah 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 blah. And it's just this type of guy that like that's able to envision a pair of pants that would look cool and create them while we're like, what matches with what? And so we're like at a certain stage and this guy's like, whew, like they say, he's next living level. In 3017 while we're in 2017. So I was like super impressed. I'm like, oh man, this is so cool. Because I was just walking to my car and his pants caught my eye.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. So, wow. You know, that was the first random encounter with sneakers. And then there was another day where I think I like met up with you, Cherry, real quickly for 5 minutes outside your work. And we were like at Place de Neuilly. The people in Montreal know where that's at. It's like a little building courtyard-ish type of area. And I had sneakers in my hand and I was wearing sneakers. So I was trying to shoot from above my head down into the sneakers in my hands. And as I'm doing this, this guy walks up to me and just looks at me. And he goes, he puts his hand out to shake my hand. And I'm like,
hello?
Do I know this guy?
Who are you?
And he's like, he goes, hey, I saw you taking pictures of your sneakers and I just wanted to say hi. I go, okay. And I look and this guy has a camera with a freaking Canon monster. Lens, yeah. Like a huge lens. And he's like, he goes, I go, what do you do? He goes, I do street photography and whatnot. He goes, I just started and I saw you taking pictures of your sneakers. Like, I guess I was
so
into
was
it.
When I left after
yeah,
I left?
Yeah, 2 minutes after you left. He walked up to me and he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, and the look on this guy's eyes is, he looked young, but not like immature young, but like eager young. Like he wanted to like meet more people, do more and like shoot more and then like get into the culture and everything. Not sneakers necessarily, but just like photography and streetwear and street shooting. So I was like, cool, cool, cool. Give me your Instagram. So like, shout out to the first guy. His name is Olivier Robidoux. Shout out to the second guy with the camera. It's Nathan Bizayon.
Wow.
But Nathan, like, he spells it like N-E-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Whoa.
I think I misspelled it. But anyways.
Wow.
Cool dude, like, just randomly spotted me and said, this guy probably understands what I go through. And he walked up to me just to say hi.
That's cool.
And I like that. Like, the vibe is like,
it's mad cool.
Right?
It's cool.
Super cool. So shout out to that guy. Nice meeting you. Then Friday night I go to basketball. It's our first time we were renting this new gym right near Alex's house. We go to play basketball. I walk into the gym. I'm about to talk to security and a guy comes out from the gym area and he stares at me. He stares me down and I'm like, who's this guy? Like, why is he staring at me? And I go to security and I have to say my name to say I'm reserving the gym. I go, hi, my name is Chris. And that same guy circles around, comes back, and he's like, are you Chris Chu? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, I'm from Ottawa. And then I see his son that's with him, his son who does martial arts. And I remember a guy that I follow on Instagram from Ottawa whose son does martial arts. So I'm like, Soul Assassin. He's like, yes. I go, yo, what's up, man? Super random that I would bump into him there. And we start talking because we've been following each other like for a long time on
That's
Instagram.
That's crazy.
And I looked down at his sneakers, shattered backboards. Wow. So like, you know, I knew. I was like, yo, Mike, nice meeting you, blah, 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 blah. And he was in town for like, his son was training for like, martial arts. And he came all the way from Ottawa to train for the weekend. And we kind of said, let's try to meet up in the city the next day if you have time. But then he got caught up at the training session. So anyways, we'll probably see each other down the line another day. So shout out to you, Soul Assassin.
You, that's
yeah, so like so much randomness.
Cool. Did you have another one like this?
No more randomness, but I did receive a box from Sneaker Tub.
Oh, yeah.
So Sneaker Tub sent me a friends and family box. It's a specific wooden box. And it's like, it's super nice box. It's tied with like this piece of rope, this piece of string. And there's a little tag attached to the string. And it says Friends and Family Edition. When I flipped the tag, it had the Bragg Affairs logo on it.
Shit.
Whoa.
So I was like, damn, this guy put in work, like custom. So specific. Open the box, and so this is the Sneaker Tub. This is a service where they send you a box of sneaker-related swag, streetwear, and a pair of sneakers every month. So you don't know. I kind of had probably the same feeling Mike had, where he random box, don't know what's inside it. I got like some Jason Mark stuff, like a travel kit, the suede kit. I got clothing from Vitaly Design. It's like a T-shirt.
That's where I was.
That's where you were.
That's where I got my ring from.
Last week. Like watches too, or something.
No,
just rings.
This is the most amazing menswear store ever. Like I would have been such a victim of that store if I was not working. And like, yo, it's so good. The people over there are amazing. Super. Anyway, I'll talk about it when I want to.
Yeah, definitely. Because I got a T-shirt from them. It's like one of those long tees, black.
Going back next week.
I got a dad hat from them. It says Everyday on it. It's like super clean.
Sick.
And I got a chain from them. Like I'm not used to chains, but like it's so good. It's like pretty cool. Like it's the chain is gold. And then black.
Yes.
Two-tone chain. So I'm like, whoa, this is like crazy. I got that. And then a pair of Stance socks.
Nice.
With Dr. J on it.
Cool. Where do I sign up for this?
SneakerTub.com. Oh, but they have the Canadian site.
So it's a service you sign up for it?
You sign up for it. So you choose a package. You could have like I think $40 package where they send you a box every month. It's a lot of sneaker swag. I forget how many items, but you get all the swag. There's no sneakers though. Okay. Then the next package, I think it's $80 a month, and you get the sneaker swag, streetwear, and a pair of sneakers. And then there's a premium package, which I didn't look at because I was like looking at my box. Sorry.
Chris, I just saw your picture. This is sick.
Yeah. So the idea was like a Sneaker Tub. People sent me this box and they're like, yo, Chris, do you think you want to shoot a couple of photos for it? I'm like, yeah, no problem.
So good.
So I shot some photos for it. And I'll tell you guys what I got in the box. It's actually that pair of Puma suedes that I'm wearing tonight. So I'm like, whoa, these shoes are like, I wanted to buy them. So this is awesome. And then I shot a couple of photos for them. A few of them were posted already on their IG, which is Sneaker Tub, at Sneaker Tub.
Very nice.
And eventually they'll post the rest of my pictures. So look out for them. And
check them out. For you, man.
Yeah. It's really cool. Dope. Really cool. Cool. And then a last bit of little shit that I did for like in the ways of sneaker streetwear. We have a friend that started a clothing brand. So like, I guess... this is like the clothing brand section of our pod. their brand's called Wife and the Kids. You can look them up on IG. They're going to be launching their site very soon. It's like a collection of hoodies, tees, long tees, dad hats. And I was just asked if I could just shoot the product for them. Like they have some like lookbook lifestyle shots that they had done already, but they needed some shots just for like their Shopify or whatnot. And so I took quick shots of that for them. And it's really cool stuff. Like they gave me like a couple of hoodies and it's a good fit. Like
nice.
It's a nice fit. Nope. You're going away from the, what do you call it? Like the very tight on the body look. And we're going slightly on the oversized look type of ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I'm excited to check it out, yo.
Yeah. So that's what happened to me this past week.
Whoa. It's a lot.
So all these little hits, but then when I look back at it, I'm like, damn, a lot of shit's been happening. So yeah. Oh, one last thing. It was Penny Hardaway's birthday.
Oh, yesterday. Your picture was sick.
So, happy birthday, Penny Hardaway. I know you're listening.
Shout out.
So anyways, that's what happened. Yeah, whoa. I just want to get that out.
You sound like a fangirl right now.
No. Seriously, legit
fangirl.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? You giggled just now.
Yeah.
He's giggled too.
Amazing.
That's good. Your picture was disgusting. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Go check it out at Christopher.chew on Instagram.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
Your calves are very muscular.
Thank you.
I think that's the
check it out, guys.
Everyone said
I got some implants.
Well, yeah, the calves. Yeah. I think you did some Photoshop here, Chris.
I did.
It's all those times on the court with Penny.
So
such a good shot.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but there's been a lot of sales going on online. Yeah. I don't know if anyone has any pick to share with the listeners about like the steal of the week that you might have seen somewhere?
No, but I mentioned 2 weeks ago that I was like starting to hunt again on eBay. Ooh. I had found some OG stuff. I was able to purchase a pair in my size because I stupidly had purchased like a size that was way too small for me a couple years ago of the ZX. It's a ZX 550 OG. If you want to look it up, there's a retro a couple years ago. I got it from Livestock.
The off-white leather?
No. That's 500.
Yeah.
ZX OG 550. It's
550?
Yes. Okay. It's a bit different. Shout out to Willie Putin. I was able to exchange with him my original pair, mm-hmm. And get a couple bucks back in order to balance
purchase
out
the new one.
Very cool.
Is he a big poutine fan?
He's just a cool kid.
Poutine has
a really good.
I love it. It's so funny. I just always every time
best,
you say
really
it, I'm like, yeah, does this guy love poutine?
I need to know more.
I do.
Okay, can I go like on a Christopher Chu rant, like,
yeah,
real quick?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I need to give an extra big, fat shout out to my crew, my staff. A lot of my staff are actually really listening to the pod religiously.
Shout out to the staff.
Yes, yeah. My staff is amazing because they come into work and they're like, yo, I listen to the pod and...
Cherry's so funny.
No. And they're like, blah, blah, blah. Like, and they're asking me questions and...
Sorry.
Joking.
I'm laughing.
Whatever.
At Cherry.
No, but it's really dope. It's really cool that my staff is extremely like loyal employees. They're amazing people, hardworking. They believe in my vision, and they also like take a part of like my day to day sneaker adventures. Follow my stuff. They listen to the pod. They're so excited to talk to me and share opinions. So everyone in my staff that's listening to the pod, thank you guys. I always like really appreciate when like someone actually physically comes to me and is like, yo, I listened to this. And, whenever like you guys were talking about this, like I have this opinion and blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
yeah,
it's cool. It's just like,
so dope.
Yo, tell them to like DM us.
But actually like
not to be,
that's like, my next point. Like we
shy.
Got a DM yesterday. Like I was just coming home from like, intense like dancing teaching night whatever, and I noticed we got a message on Instagram from this guy. Wow, a lot of emphasis on I can't read
the letter O.
Okay, with the letter O. Okay,
that's his name. That's
yeah.
One name. Wow,
I feel like I'm just gonna read out your message, my man, because like it made me really smile. He said, hey guys, I just wanted to thank you for this podcast and all the content you all been putting together. I've been working out of a camp this summer, and you all have been making my walks to my activities and my cleaning more enjoyable. I love the chemistry. It sounds like listening to friends talk at the lunch table. Again, thank you so much for all that you do for the community. And I was just like,
that's so,
yes, it's so simple. It's so,
yeah, organic,
clean, organic. And it's like, yo, I enjoy what you guys do. Thank you for that. And I replied to him like, yo, so happy to read this message. This is exactly the kind of stuff that gets us going. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to put like, we're not trying to be like, I don't know, like superstars or whatever. We're just trying to, we're not trying to create like BS, you know, like we're trying to stay true. We're trying to stay authentic. We're trying to just like bring in different ideas and like talk about shoes every week. And it's actually dope that we are part of like people's life like this.
Yeah.
Like this guy
really
is walking
crazy
to his like camp activities and he's listening to us.
Yeah.
My staff is commuting to work. They're coming to the store and they're inspiring themselves with our conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We are like,
amazing.
Perfection 7 is a train driver and he listens to us while he works. Like, it's cool. It's just cool because we're just like, you know, we're just like talking like this.
I got a message yesterday from Ryan from Texas. Shout out Ryan Swanger. And he was like, I just found it crazy that he's like, hey, I missed you on the pod the past 2 weeks. And I was like, aw.
Nice.
Like, it's just little things like that that I'm like, even if there's one person who's like,
yeah,
hey.
It means that they notice, you know,
yeah,
and it means
cool.
we're catching like at least one person. Also, yeah, while I was in Toronto last week, there was like a couple people that messaged me from Toronto. They were like, hey, cool that you're in town. We hope you enjoy the city. We hope Toronto treats you well. Oh, wow. I didn't know that this was happening in my city type of vibe. So it was like super cool. Like people pay attention to us, and yeah. So thank you again for all the support. I can't thank you guys enough. I think on the behalf of the crew, thank you so much.
You know what's so cool about yours, like your store, and I mean we're both in sneakers, but obviously you represent Adidas, and then my side of things represents like multiple brands.
Yeah.
I don't think any of my staff listen, which is fine, but it's just cool because it's like, I mean, I guess your staff is just very like, you represent Adidas only, and it's just, you could see how it's very, I don't know how to express it, you know? Like my staff is very, we represent so many different things, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's not like focused on like the passion, like it's like very, and do you kind of know what I'm trying to say?
No, totally, totally.
It's just so.
I couldn't do what you do.
It's interesting.
So yesterday I was at dinner with some other managers from the Quebec region, and I met one of the newest like Reebok manager in an outlet store, and he was like, "So do you own any like Nikes?" And I'm like, "No," and he looked at me like, "No, like I don't. I'm like, I've been working for the brand for 7 years. I don't have enough time to wear anything else. Honestly, I respect everything, but it's just like I don't care. I don't have time to care about it, but yeah. I still like it." And I was sitting with another like Adidas Reebok manager, and he was like, he looked at him and it was like, "You know who you're talking to, right?" And the other nice. Guy was like, "Whoa." And I was like, "No, man, like I just wear only Adidas." And he was like, those people kind of those people exist.
They do.
And that's like, that's a reaction I get sometimes. Like when people find out about me, they're like, "Are you actually only wearing Adidas?" And I'm like, "I actually am only wearing Adidas." Like,
yeah.
Are you playing a guy that
only wears Adidas?
No. Are you really this guy?
I am really this guy. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. Anyways, so. Huh.
But I think it shows in your staff too. So you've definitely projected that.
Yes.
Trickled that down to them.
I think that's what good managers do.
Yeah. That's dope.
Word.
Voila.
You're doing a good job with that crowd, Alex.
I'd hire you,
fam.
Alex.
Oh, big I hope time. You would.
Yo, talking about Perfection 7, Ash Bash, we had like this long text conversation about Transformers the movie, the cartoon version. Like, it was like intense conversation about like everything that went on in that movie.
Nice.
Not Zika related, but yeah, very cool.
Shout out to you, bro. Yo, shout out. He got, I think he just moved in this new house with
his brother. Yeah, that's a big man.
Congratulations. So
we're sharing his news.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we have a place to podcast from when we head over there.
Yeah.
Right? There
coming next week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Move over.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You guys want to, we're going to take a little breaky.
Little breather.
And then we'll come back. Part two.
Sounds good.
Part two. Around the corner.
Boom. Oh,
hold up. And we're back. We're back to the podcast. Cherry, I know you mentioned a little something you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I have a little story. A
little story?
Yeah. So my little story is that I want to express the stress that people must feel buying sneakers sometimes. You know how I always tell you guys that I personally won't wait in line or do the whole shebang. Like if I can get the sneaker fairly easily, I'll do it. But for myself, I'm not one. We've discussed that, right? Remember in the past? That I will not personally like probably go wait in line for myself or do an overnight or yada, yada, yada. So, but I have said that I would do it for someone. So somebody asked me yesterday and we're like, "Oh, there's a shoe I really want." Like a good friend, basically, and was like, "Hey, I really want this shoe, whatever, whatever. I know you might know some people, whatever. If you could try to help me out, let me know." So I was like, okay. And when somebody asked me and they want something, if I could try to help them, of course, right? It wasn't at my store though. It wasn't available at my store. It was available at other places. So basically I was like, okay. And it was a lineup situation and should I say which? Yeah, it was the boost, the
energy boost
that came out this morning. Exactly. So the gray one, the energy boost, not the blue one. The blue one's called what?
Ultra Boost Mid.
Ultra Boost Mid. So people were camped out outside, like off the hook, for example, since 9 a.m. yesterday morning. So it was a full 24 plus hour camp out, which I only found out in the evening that my friend wanted it. Right. So, and then I obviously asked Chris and I was like, okay, do you know, whatever. So then this morning, so I sent a couple texts like, hey, does anybody, like if anybody has a shoe, let me know. I need to get it for a friend. And then I found out there'd be a big lineup anyhow. So this morning I was like, oh man, like how do I get this? Cause I really wanted to get it for my friend just as a favor. And then as I was walking to work, I was working at 8 this morning. So I obviously couldn't wait even if I wanted to, cause I had to go to work. So then as I was walking on St. Catherine Street, I see the lineup and I recognize some people that I knew. So I see this one guy who shops at my store all the time. And I was like, hey, what shoe are you grabbing? And he was grabbing the mid. So then I'm like, okay, if you're not grabbing the gray one, could you grab it for me, right? So, I mean, I know him as a customer, but I don't know him like personally. And so I was like, oh, could you grab it for me? Anyways, my point of my story, he ended up grabbing it for me because most people were in line for the mid. So got the shoe, but I had like anxiety all morning and I don't like how I felt. It's very stressful. Like I understand the sneaker pain people feel and I don't like feeling it. That's why I don't like there are times that there are shoes that I want and I don't have access to and I don't try to go get them because it gives me major stress to go through that. So I mean, I gave him the cash to just buy it for me, which I wasn't screwing anybody over or anything. Nobody was getting it anyways. He was just gonna grab it at the time because I was at work. So it was very kosher.
That's right.
It was very kosher what I was doing. My point is just that, man, I don't know how people go through that like on a weekly basis or on a monthly. Like it's stressing me out a lot.
And daily basis.
Do those kind of transactions all the time, you know, oh, here's some cash, buy it from me, you're waiting. And I was like, oh, don't like it. That's my story.
Yeah.
So but, like, kudos
to further, who does like, it. You didn't take anyone's spot or anything. They had sizes left at 3 p.m.
So
like
online. Exactly. Yeah.
They still have sizes left. And when you asked me about the shoe, what did I tell you?
You told me that you'd have no issue getting it later.
You just wait. But then randomly you went to look for info, right? You did the smart thing. You went in the line, you walked past the line and you asked a couple of people which shoe they were getting to see if anyone was getting the gray pair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they told you, yeah.
They're all getting the blue pair.
Yeah, no, didn't they tell you that they were getting the gray pair?
No. They just said I made the mistake when I spoke to you. Oh, yeah,
so you misunderstood.
I didn't know there was the two. I just, thought that was the one. I didn't know there was another one because I just didn't see it at the time. And then you were right. You were totally right. Everybody was there for the
blue
one. Yeah.
Ultra Blue Smith.
But like I said, the point is just that I don't know. It's very stressful business, this whole
Pining for a sneaker that you might not get.
But that's why anything that I really want, if I know I have to go, whether it's concert tickets, whether it's like concert tickets is another thing that I really want to go to a concert. If they go on sale at so-and-so, I don't even bother because it stresses me out. The thought of having to go online and then trying and then failing. It's like really depressing.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'd rather not do it. I don't do it. I just wait.
Sure.
I wait and hope somebody miraculously walks in and I meet somebody and they're like, hey, I've been blessed. If it's meant to be, I feel like it'll come to me.
So rather than chase it, you know? Risk feeling pain, you'll just take yourself out of competition sometimes.
This purchasing situation, not in life and other things.
Yeah.
In other things,
well,
no.
For some sneakers is life, yo.
I mean, yeah, but exactly. For me, it's not... It's not worth all the stress I feel. So that's my story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have been less stressed out if the shoe was for you?
If the shoe was for me, I wouldn't even bother going through it.
Oh, okay.
Because for 3 hours, the store was only opening at 11. I saw him at 8 o'clock in the morning and I was like, okay, let me go take out the cash. I guess I have no choice. Cause he was like, I was like, buy it for me and I'll give you the cash right after. But he's young. He's like, oh, do you mind just giving me the cash? Cause they don't have the money. And I was like, oh, so I literally took out the money. You know, but then I screenshotted his Instagram and everything. And I was
I'll remember you, kid.
Yeah. I'd be stressed out.
It's just, you know, you just never know. But but it's nice. Overall, the people in the community are pretty nice. So I didn't think he would do anything like that. But it's just, again, it's just, will he get the shoe? Will he not get the shoe? I don't know. Just, yeah.
Shout out to the community.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the community.
Well, it's stressful that way. It's not as easy as getting home and finding a package at the door, right, Mike?
No, that's nerve-wracking. Less stressful, more nerve-wracking.
Because what?
Because you don't know what's coming. You have no idea what is coming to you.
Okay, so...
You're expecting the unexpected.
So why don't you take the people through your journey of receipt? Is this your first seeding?
This is my first seeding.
Okay.
From a brand.
And what did you do to get their attention?
I like to think that the podcast had a lot to do with it. I like to think that maybe me and my Instagram feed, maybe, possibly. But I think more podcasts than anything.
Okay, so let's say you're talking to a listener who's getting into sneakers, and he has these questions about, I would like to build something to possibly eventually be in consideration from these brands. What kind of tips could you give to them? Because this didn't just happen because they willingly said, let's randomly choose this guy and just send him a pair of sneakers.
I think a lot of work has to go into it. Work being... Go ahead, Chloe.
Start a podcast and take some dope-ass shots.
Take some dope-ass shots and period. No, there's a lot of hard work that goes involved. This didn't happen overnight, right? It's not like they went, hey, exactly like you said, we're just going to throw this guy some sneakers. And it didn't happen right away, you know, when the brand reached out. It didn't happen right away, which I kind of liked.
So this is Nike Toronto that's sending you a pair of sneakers. Do you specifically aim to shoot a lot of Nike sneakers?
Lately, I have not been shooting a lot of Nike, and I think this is something that's going to push me towards shooting a lot more Nike. And other brands too, because I feel like I have, and if going through my feed, I know we all do that. We look at our feed and we kind of go, okay, I posted two Adidas here. Let's switch it out and put a Nike or a Jordan.
So you are aware of like your variety or like your cadence, your frequency.
Exactly. I don't want to post 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the same brand all the time, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
You have a hard time?
Yeah, I'm like, I have to look back on my feed. I'm
mix
like,
it up.
Okay, yeah. Change it up.
Yeah, it's cool to mix it up. And I've actually thought about bringing back some of the old stuff that I don't wear anymore to shoot, because I have some cool, crazy Nike stuff. So I think I might break that out of the box.
Do it.
And now that you got seated the first pair of sneakers, do you feel a need to get newer Nikes to promote them?
I do, in a way. And I think this is something that even when they reached out to get my address, I am thinking, okay, I'm on the radar. It's time to start posting stuff. So I did. I started posting more, some of my Air Max and stuff like that. And it definitely gave me a push to want to push more towards Nike, in a way, you know?
And do you... What? Okay, so you got this box in front of you.
Yeah.
You're about to cut it open.
Oh. I did it right in my car.
You couldn't wait.
No, I couldn't wait. I had to know what was in the box, because driving to get the package, that's when your mind is going crazy and you have no idea what is in that box. I know a lot of people from like Toronto and some other people got seated some like Vapor Max and some like Special Cortez. Force boots and Cortez. I'm looking at you, Cherry.
Vapor Max.
And when you were about to open the box, did you feel any pressure for what's next?
I think even before I opened the box, I thought that, okay, if I'm going to do this and this is going to happen, I'm going to have to respect the brand and do my best to represent the brand in a way that maybe they'll send me some more stuff.
And do you, I guess you're going to feature them on your Instagram and
definitely
photos?
Yeah.
Did you start formulating a game plan?
I did. As soon as I opened the box and I saw what was inside, I'm like, all right, I do not own a pair of these. That's super cool. I love what I got. And then I got home and I started looking online. I'm like, okay, Air Max 97, beauty shots. Click.
Nice. Yeah.
Google that shit. So I saw some really cool stuff. I also saw some stuff I didn't like so much. So I started to get an idea of kind of how I wanted to shoot and where I wanted to shoot. I'm trying to come up with like a bit of a concept.
Did they provide you any directives?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. I got a note in the box that said welcome to the squad, and that was pretty much it.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And,
part of me kind of wished that there was some directives inside.
Because now you're basically left to yourself.
Exactly.
Technically, you don't. If you don't post anything, you're not.
I'm not
breaking any rules.
Exactly.
But you feel that you should.
Yes.
All right.
But I would have liked to have some directives like, hey, you can post this, you can post that, you can do this, you cannot do this, just to kind of point you in the right direction, the right lane, you know?
Have you looked at, sorry, Cole.
I was just going to say, go apeshit on him, man.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the other people who have been seated, because we know some of these people that have been seated other Nike sneakers. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at what they've done with their gifts?
Yeah, a little bit. And okay. I've looked into what they've done and it from, and I don't know if they had any directives either. You know, that's something I actually kind of want to reach out to some of them.
Well,
to.
You can ask Cherry.
Cherry?
Yes.
Anything in the box that said, do this, do that, don't do this?
No.
Okay.
No.
And do you feel that you have a specific time frame to post something?
Yes.
To keep yourself, like, to show that you're not just sitting on this pair and just, you know?
I thought, I was thinking to myself, okay, I have to post a picture before this podcast goes up.
Okay.
Or post the day this podcast comes up. I'm giving myself a little less than a week.
Okay.
And the weather hasn't been so great. With rain in spots when you want to go out and shoot, especially when you're working all day and you finally get off, you go outside and it starts raining. It's not a good time, but I'm really looking forward to shooting these properly.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again.
Thanks, man.
I'm so happy to join
you. Yo, shout out to Nike Toronto. Thank you so much. You made a... You made this guy very, very, very happy.
Just rub it in, Mike, okay?
Okay, Cortez, Air Max 95.
Give the man his first seating. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Oh. Well, so right now we have like you, we got Cherry and Swoosh Fam. Who else do we know that's in Swoosh Fam? That's received it. I know Jonathan Kim's received the
L Doggy Styles.
L Doggy.
Oh my God. Never mind.
Sean Go.
Yeah. Sean Go.
Speaking of Sean Go,
sneaker talk.
I think Alex, you had the chance of meeting Mr. Sean Go.
Yeah, yo, super unexpected, kind of expected, kind of unexpected. I was in Toronto last week, and I think just from like posting in my stories, mentioning it on my Facebook page, whatever, like people have reached out to me. They're like, "Yo, you're in town. We should chop it up." So I made it a mission to at least make some time to chill with our like social media people out there. So I think it was like the first evening on Wednesday evening, I had messaged with Jonathan Kim back and forth, and according to my location, he mentioned to me that there's a cool bar where he could take me, we could get some drinks and stuff like that. In the meantime, he was talking to Sean, I was talking to Sean, I was like, I'm with Kimbro, and Kim was like, I'm with Alex, and next thing you know, Sean Go pops out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the time we had a couple drinks in, so we were all like super excited to see him.
Wait, this was at night?
This was during the evening, yeah.
At night, it's not Sean Go, it's Shane Goo.
Shane Goo. Yo, but it was really, really cool. We got into like a really passionate like discussion like in the bar. Just like super cool, like really, really cool. Unfortunately, Sean couldn't hang out for too long. He had some stuff to handle. He had brought with him his pair of 9317, the Glitch, core nice black colorway that he shot outside, and I was like so psyched. Like when he laid the shoes down, I was like, whoa. Like,
I think at that moment you texted me, Sean Go is a beast.
Yes.
That was it. That was the only thing you said. And I was like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yo, Sean is a beast, man. Like, it took him like literally 2 seconds. And he was like, I'm not too sure about this shot. And then he started posting his pictures. And I'm like, you are a monster.
Yeah. Man.
Like, his pictures are crazy, crazy, crazy. So it was dope. Like, it's Instagram meets real life. It's always cool because, like, we've hung out with John before, but it was like, it's cool to finally like meet the man, Sean himself. Like Sean's Instagram and YouTube is quite popping.
Yeah.
So I was able to provide him some feedback, some of my appreciation about his work. Again, it was really fun, super cool, like really natural. It's, and it's like, I think my happiness was like just based on the fact that like we're friends through our phones.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's just like, yo,
we text each other.
No, but like we're following each other. We know kind of the same people, and now we hang out for a drink in your city. It's just cool.
It feels like, tell me if I'm wrong, but it's the first time you're meeting him, but oh, it feels like this is the third, fifth.
Like we didn't have like the awkward like first. Was like straight.
I like sneakers.
A solid handshake and then straight into the conversation, like right away.
Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, man.
It's good to connect. I haven't met Sean Go yet.
Oh, he's
really?
Yeah, I haven't met him in person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good looking
eventually,
guy.
Eventually, yeah.
Good looking guy.
So send me his Tinder, man.
That's cute.
Oh my God.
Yo, when you said awkward encounter, the first thing I thought of was Chris meeting Calby for the first time.
It wasn't awkward. It was just a different time. Where
it's like, what cool. do we do here?
You know what's crazy too is that the Ryan Swanger, our listener from Texas, is like friends with Calby now because of the pod, I guess.
Calby has been like... He's been getting bigger because of us.
No, Calby's been
he's
the king.
Bigger than
he's
us.
Been the king for a bit.
King Calby.
For a minute.
I know he doesn't like it, but King Calby will say it. King
Calby. So funny. I guess they heard about each other on the pod and now they're like friends.
Crazy, yeah?
It's
and like
cool.
if I'm sure like if he was to go to Texas or
they meet up,
Brian was connect, to sure. Calgary, like they would meet up.
But even if it's like one friendship, it's all worth it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So Can we build a timeline for your trip?
So at the moment, the Toronto Originals, for the people in Toronto, the Toronto Original store on Queen West is actually closed. They're opening back in August, to be precise, on August 10th, if I'm not mistaken. So in the meantime, there were some cool releases that happened. So the Toronto Adidas Canada retail people decided to run a pop-up shop to execute that NMD launch that happened last week. For those people that don't necessarily remember, it was like a 9 to 12 different colorways of NMD R2, CS2 R2 that dropped for men and women, glitch camouflage. That had like some kind of like burnt orange hits on it. So they decided to team up with a store, a menswear store that we've mentioned in the beginning of the episode called Vitali Design.
Oh, nice.
Amazing space. Like the retail store itself, it's amazing. Like what they carry, what they produce, what they design.
Does the name mean anything? Is it anything to do with
Italy? Get to talk that much with the people over there, but everyone was like extremely friendly, really helpful. So basically Adidas like had the second floor where that they normally use for galleries and expos and stuff like that. So the first day of my trip, before I even got there, my big thing was like, what am I going to wear to this NMD trip? So I made
how many days?
Two and a half days.
One more question. Is this Vitali store like a streetwear shop that carries
menswear,
multiple,
streetwear? Yeah, it's
that carries
amazing.
All kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And it's one store in Canada?
I don't know. Again, like I really didn't get to go deeper.
On their gram, it says just Queen Street. So maybe.
Okay, that might be it, but it's amazing. She's so good. Mm. So decided to pull every single box of NMDs in my collection and made a little like pre-game of my rotation. My final pick was CS2 Ronin.
Yes.
And the flagship exclusive R2, the Tokyo edition, that kind of it creates some sort of like buzz when I was out there. Like some people were.
But
like,
you mentioned that was a for sure.
Yes, that was a for sure because I know for a fact because people don't necessarily realize, but these kind of shoes, those flagship exclusive, they only release in 5 stores across the world. So
yeah,
I remember like when I was in New York when this happened, I was not so big into it, but then I started really looking at the shoe and I was like, wow, it's a sick colorway. And then
you had no choice.
Talking to the employees, they're like, so I'm already in love with the shoe from the get-go, but then the employees are like, only 5 stores are getting them. This makes it like babe level. But people don't realize because blah, 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 whatever. So I'm like, yes, okay, cop. Like, instantly. And I've been getting a lot of, like, questions about the shoe and, like, what is it, what its meaning and whatever. Like, everyone was, like, super excited to see them in person as well. So that was definitely a good choice. And then Ronin is, like, it's a shoe that was hot for, like, 2 seconds. And people just don't pay attention to it anymore. But
I do.
I figured that it, since it was, like, a CS2 drop, I would bring a CS2. So I left all this, the R1s at home and the CS1s at home, and I stick to R2 just to be true to the launch, which I think was a great choice. So made it to the shop, and then the first day was setting up the pop-up, so creating the space, curating the space to this NMD nomad lifestyle vibe.
Can I ask why, like, how did they ask you to go to Toronto for this?
First time Adidas retail executes a pop-up,
yeah,
which makes it really important for me to go to see how we could maybe execute these in the future in Montreal.
Okay.
If this happens. And then the other main point of attraction for me to attend this event was that it was the first time that Adidas was gonna be using the Confirm platform on iPhones
for
maybe
Canada.
Android as well for Canada. Yeah. So for the people that don't know, Confirmed is a reservation / auto-copying app on your phone. For that specific drop, you had to be within like the GTA area, but it was like a really close radius. So there's a specific timeline where reservations open. You need to be in the area. You mention that you want to confirm, and then if you confirm, it's going to tell you, congrats, you've confirmed. This is the time you have to go pick up the shoe. And then, so the first day was all like setting up, creating the space, blah, blah, blah. Super fun. And then the next day is the actual launch time where they had like cool activations. They partner up with a really cool like photo art brand from Toronto that does like photo collage on like a light up screen. I have some pictures on my Instagram if you want to check it out. And the main thing was Confirmed. So it was to see like how Confirm works, and it's actually a really cool thing. So you show up with your phone, if you confirm, it says congrats, blah blah blah, and then voucher, and then the people from Adidas take care of you. So if for me it was like I was going to just like it was a big learning it was a big 2 days of learning.
Okay.
Really, really fun. So I think it's a great turnout in the end, and it's cool that Confirm is finally in Canada. I think a lot of people are excited about this. Other people are not as excited about this because it's going to be slowly rolled out through Canada, but not necessarily through all of the cities at one time. So
gotcha.
It's going to be a long process, but in the end, people have asked for it. It's coming soon. So that was really exciting. And yeah, so just like everything for me to every good reasons for me to attend this event and just be a part of it. It was really, really
so
great.
So that will stop raffles and stuff.
Ultimately, yes. For Yeezys, most likely at some point, I'm assuming I would love to actually execute a Yeezy launch through this app. I think it would be great to test it out. It would remove
all the people coming in for that.
Yeah, basically.
We have it already in the States too, but it's just coming to Canada eventually as well.
Yeah.
What's it called for Foot Locker?
It's on the Foot Locker app. I don't know if it has a name.
The Foot Locker app. Okay.
Yeah, but in the States, it's works.
Yeah.
Here they're eventually gonna roll it through too. It's just a
matter
of time.
I think it's really, really dope. Like, you could say whatever you want about raffles and blah blah blah, but just like it's just a cool, just another cool way to execute launch.
The only thing about it is I still like people coming in store. You know what I mean? I know most of those raffle situations are just literally they're just walking in, signing, leaving. But there's a part of it too that I still like.
It's cool. It's exciting. It's
yeah. You know, there's a part of it I'll miss.
And yeah. No, totally. I'm really in agreement with you about that. But it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
totally.
On the business side of it, I guess it's better for us.
That was really, really exciting. Again, I'm excited for the future of our brand across Canada. It's cool stuff coming up, and I was super happy to be a part of this.
Do all the other managers, or do they bring in managers from other cities as well?
For that specific lunch, I was the only one because the other managers were handling other Adidas stuff.
True, yeah.
But I got to work with some of the people that work at the Toronto store. Met some really, really cool Adidas people that I've... They actually, like... they some of them follow me on Instagram. Some of them are actually, like, aware of the stuff that I do. So it's really cool. Like, the second day, we kind of made, like, ourselves, like, a little assignment. And one of the girls asked me, like, if I was willing to, like, shoot every single shoe on feet. And I was like, yes. I saw that. Yes. Yeah. So, like, they took turns. We put on literally, we put on every single shoe on at least one person. And I made it my mission to shoot every single shoe one by one. And I think I had a lot of fun with it. The pictures came out really good.
Yeah, good shit, man.
Thank you, man. I really, really liked my shots and they turned out good. And yeah, so it's cool. So I was able to mix it up, put some of my personal stuff into it as well. You know, letting my people know like what's going on, what am I doing over there, as well as being there for work, of course, but also putting in my social media work as well and just like keep representing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That a boy. Yeah.
And do you think, how did it gauge like whether bringing you into like another city to view and to like learn if it's effective? Do you think they expect anything or?
I think it would be like, I think they just trust me, you know?
Okay.
They trust my passion and my dedication. And like, I'm already doing what I do like in my city.
Yeah.
And it's successful. Like my store is,
gotcha.
My store is like, Cherry is going to swing by every now and then. Unfortunately, I'm not always available for her, but she's going to be like, just going to send me that mad random text. And she's like, your store is so busy. And it's like, sorry, I was not here, whatever. But yeah, so I think
that's bumping.
Yeah, they see what's going on and they just trust me now.
Okay.
If
any of your bosses are listening, I can tell that you do invest more into yourself when these things happen.
Yeah.
Because you start talking about, I need to do this. I need to do more of this. I need to make my presence more felt in the neighborhood. I need to extend the reach of Adidas within my blocks around the store. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Because there's not a book that will teach you how to do that.
No, it's, you gotta be like street smart, you know, that you.
Yeah.
In breaking, in dancing, breakdancing, whatever, there's a thing that we say that's called, you can't fake the funk.
Mm.
So there's like these people that I have like, some people like dance in a really natural and organic way. Some other people will just like bite and fake the whole dancing thing. And I tell people that one of my staff back in the days asked me like, how did you get to do what you do now? Like what made you like do everything that you do now? And it's like, sometimes people like, just like this Reebok manager that I mentioned previously, like, he was so surprised that I was just wearing Adidas. And I'm like, I bumped into Cédric Sarno
yes.
today in the streets in front of my store as I was talking on the phone. And we chatted up for like 2 seconds. And he's like, your store is bumping, bro. Like, I see you on Instagram, man. Like, you, it's the same thing as when we were in college. You're still the Adidas boy.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I know him from like 7 years. And he knew 7 years ago that I was only into Adidas.
Mm.
And now it's like, this belongs to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how I get to do all of these cool things. And that's just because I love it. I just love the product. I just love the brand. I just love to be in my store. I just love to be with my people. I just love to do what I do. And it's like, it's taking me to do all tons of cool stuff,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Super dope.
What up?
Hey, no rest for this guy over here. As soon as he got off the plane, where does he go?
Straight to work. Oh my God.
Straight to work.
From Pierre-Éliott Trudeau straight to St. Catherine. Oh my God.
Why? Because it was the big St. Catherine
sidewalk sale. Super cool. We had some activation. Fortunately, the rain and the weather was not on our side, so we brought everything inside. But The store is booming, to say the least.
Oh,
oh my God.
To say the
least. I have anxiety during sidewalks. So
yo,
yeah. I hate
so
that
much people
ish
on the street. And it, and at some point, my store was like, just, you couldn't walk. It was like, it was crazy. I wanted to move, but I couldn't move. And like, my staff was coming up to me. They were like, Alex, what do we do? I'm like, just like, yo, one client at a time. We got this.
You got this.
But big success. I like that. Big success. It was overall like really, really cool. Super fun. And yeah, so finally I got a... finally got a day off. When is it? Monday. Monday, but next week I'll be back in Toronto. So by the time you listen to this pod and you want to kick it, you want a shoe shot, you're in Toronto, just let me know.
Oh,
trying to connect.
He's
I'll be
taking
out there
appointments
for the full week. So reach out to your boy.
I like that. Oh, nice. All right. All right.
Well, we're starting to get to the end of the podcast. So let's get into a little bit of mail time. Do we got any mail in the bag here?
There's one question that I think is pretty cool. It's from our friend, Ricky Peds.
Shout out to Ricky.
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 He said he was going to make me samosas.
He did bring some samosas
I
to
know
work the other
he
day.
He told me to fire come back on Thursday, so I'll be there tomorrow for my samosas, Ricky.
Right. Hell. Samosas lasting more than 1 day, let alone 10 minutes. Are you crazy?
I'm coming at 10 a.m. You open at 10?
I'll be there in the afternoon.
I'll be there before you. Okay. So
and the samosas will be
you won't
belly
get samosas.
Ha.
So, Ricky Peds, what hobbies do you guys have outside of what we know? Basketball, breakdancing, etc. Something we'd never guess. So, that's pretty
before
cool
we answer this question, this
yeah,
I
want
to say that the reason why this question is cool to me is that it allows our listeners to get a bit deeper into what we actually love. Because I feel like our listeners, they like to find out more about us, our personal life. They, for the people that have been following us for a long time, mm-hmm, they're like interested into finding out about us as individuals as well. So let's see what Mike has to say.
I'm not sure if I brought this up in a podcast earlier, but I'm a big guitar player. I play a lot of guitar. I play a lot of music. I have my own studio at home.
Actually, you did bring it up.
Did I bring that up?
You said
it's
you were
been
part of
a while,
yeah,
though,
that you were part of a band.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's asking what no one would have
no one
guessed
really knows.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is a really hard one. Sorry, Ricky.
I got it. If you want to think about it.
You got one?
Yeah, okay. I got
okay
two actually.
Okay, go go go.
First thing, I'm a big Nintendo fan. Like Nintendo specifically fan. When I say Nintendo, I'm referring to Super Mario, Donkey Kong, Zelda, like only classics.
What's your favorite Mario? 3?
Super Mario 3 on the NES is definitely like my top one. The first one, I can beat it in like 5 minutes, 16 seconds.
Whoa, okay.
2 is pretty good.
Cheating
of the
though, cheating.
Sand digging. You know the one the
and then Super Mario 64, Super Mario Galaxy, and all that stuff. Zelda, I'm also like a big fan of the Zelda series. I've been buying too many shoes to purchase a Switch, so I didn't play the newer version of the newer Zelda yet, but I'm trying to cop it on Wii U as a consolation prize. So, a big fan of Mario. I was also collecting figures a couple years ago, Super Mario figures.
Oh,
yes,
shit. Okay.
I still have tons at home. I just don't expose them that much because I figured like I needed to like grow up, peak 25, you know, whatever. But they're still in my house. If you come to my house every now and then, you notice they're a bit everywhere.
Oh,
if you haven't noticed, open your eyes next time you're in my house.
I didn't, but I did hear like this faint ding, ding.
And every time like I drop my coins, like
bing,
it goes bing. So that also, I'm I love to draw. I love to draw. I'm not the best at drawing, but I really love to draw. It's really putting my mind down, like it calms me down. And I'm also, I really, really enjoy skateboarding. So on my downtime, I'll jump on my skateboard and just go like for a quick run around my neighborhood. And it really, really calms me down. I really love it. So that's two things that maybe I've never put out there on the pod. But
very yeah, cool.
This is it.
I'm actually impressed that the Cherry, not impressed, but I'm surprised that Cherry knows a lot about Super Mario.
Well, I was a big original Nintendo person. And okay, I used to play Sega Genesis, like Sega with Sonic and stuff. But I like those games. I'm not Zelda.
Simple games. Simple.
Yo, Zelda, I don't understand the point. All you have, you read the whole time the stupid bubble, and it's like, oh, you're in this room and da 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 da. And it's like, I feel you don't do anything. You're it's just actually, reading.
I totally agree with Cherry.
It's
I feel
actually the only
way.
Game that I love to play like on the long run.
I
like it,
hate Zelda.
It will grab my attention for a long time. The things that I like about the Mario games is that I can't stare at a screen for longer than like 15, 20, 30 minutes. So my parents never had that issue of like cutting off the internet or the screen or just being like, okay, enough video games. Because I was just like, after 15, 20 minutes, I was like, okay, I'm done.
My favorite game is Tetris.
Really?
It's my favorite game of life.
It's out there, guys, if anyone wants to challenge Cherry in a Tetris battle.
I love Tetris.
Oh my God, that'd be sick.
Nice.
You know what I also love? When before pre-internet, well, I was young. I was elementary school. It was like before internet was popping, but there was a Bugs Bunny game that was lit on the computer. I don't know if you guys remember, but
no.
The original Bugs Bunny game. And remember Sims?
Yes. Back in the CD-ROM days,
Sims.
Worms
are cool.
Armageddon.
Worms
Armageddon was like the shit.
Yo, but those games are crazy. But I love Mario. I love Mario 2 because my favorite is like the sand. When they're digging the sand, the squares, so fun.
You know that this game was not supposed to come out as this game? It was
2?
Yeah, Super Mario 2. So the original idea by Super Mario 2 was basically a following to Super Mario 1. It released in Japan, but then people complained that it looked exactly like the first one. Mm. So before releasing to the rest of the world, they were like, okay, we need to switch it up. They had a game called Doki Doki Panic that had released in Japan. And they were like, okay, we'll just use the base of this game, change the characters for Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad.
Sick.
And then it just came out this way. This is why like all those, all that game out featured like Shy Guys, Birdos, and stuff like that. Because it was not the original plan.
Interesting.
And it created kind of the future. And this is why like you see a clash from like Super Mario 1 to 2 and 3.
Very
this feels like a Girls on Game podcast, but it's actually the sneaker
say,
podcast.
Yo,
sorry, I'm just
life.
Really passionate about
Mario
that. Sorry.
Mario is really the shit. Yeah.
I think Princess
aside from
was
video games, what else did you...
My hobbies that you might not know. Well... My hobbies that you do know are probably music. Everybody, if you follow me, you'd see that. So that's
that
something you would
know.
What you don't know is I have a real passion for like animals. Like I love like all kinds of different kind of animals. I'm allergic though, so I can't have a pet, which sucks. But damn. Like, oh man, I love animals so much. Like all kinds of animals. The only species kind of thing that I cannot tolerate is spiders. I can't do the legs, it's too much, and worms. But I like caterpillars.
Okay.
I like ladybug, other kind of cockroaches. You know, spiders, cockroaches, worms, I don't do.
You like insects?
I like most insects. Like when I was young, I used to collect grasshoppers in a jar and play with them, and you know, I love
yes.
ladybugs. I love ladybugs. But like spiders, worms.
No, I don't think
but
a lot
see,
of people.
But see, a caterpillar,
like
I'm feeling that because it turns into a butterfly, so that's cute. Anyway, but like snakes, I really like snakes, man. Somebody walked in to the store. Do you remember seeing my video?
With a python? Like
a snake. Well, I don't know what kind of snake it was. Around his neck, like a bracelet, like a G. Like he was just walking around, and then my assistant manager was like, yo, is that a snake around your arm? He's like, yeah, just like a normal thing. And then I was in the office.
Just like we were Rastaklats, this guy
yeah, you
wears
were Rastaklats.
Like...
This guy wears a snake, a snake that is alive.
Oh.
Around his wrist. Alive. He's not dead. He's an alive snake just chilling on his arm. And then I was in the office. They told me. I rushed out and I was like, yo, can I pet your snake? Pause. So.
I love how you paused. Oh, that's
funny. I know. I was going to say, I'm like, that sounds really bad.
I'm also big into, since my girlfriend... had some puppies when we moved in. I'm big into dog training now.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
okay.
She showed me everything about dog training. So like
yo,
I'm sending
so
you
to your place.
The thing about animals though, it's like when I walk behind a dog or any kind of pet, it's just so funny. Like it's just so interesting how they're just our friend and they're not attacking us. They're not trying to kill us. Like it's very, I don't know. Just makes me feel good.
Shout out to Jackson Mishka. They listen to the podcast with me every Saturday.
I love your dog.
I love dogs. I love all animals. But anyways, that's my hobby. Horses. So, I have a big thing for horses too.
So right now my hobbies contain microgreens.
What?
Sprouts.
Nice.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you've actually started?
Yeah.
Sick.
So I grow vegetables, like microgreens in mason jars hydroponically.
What?
Yo, that's actually so sick.
Because they contain more vitamins and shit.
That's so great. Compared to like never thought.
Broccolis, full broccolis and whatever. I'm really down with the sunflower seeds.
Like, sick.
It's like the future.
Yeah.
Yo, school me, bro.
Seeds, super easy. Yeah. It's organic.
I'll come over. I want to learn.
You just leave it in a corner. Leave it in your cupboard. That's it. After 4 days, you got some vegetables.
And like actual legit vegetable you can put in your salad?
Yeah, just sprouts. So they're like this big, like an inch long.
And it's full of good stuff.
Exactly. So you get like a handful or a full mason jar, depending what you're growing. If you're growing broccolis, if you're growing sunflower seeds.
Can you prepare me one? And I... How do I do
it? I'll bring you a kit next time.
Ooh.
It's pretty simple.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just drizzle it on my salad. I could just add it into my salad.
It's really made for salads to throw on the top. If not, you put them in the sandwich. You know when you go to restos, you get fancy sandwiches?
Yeah,
there's
sprouts. Jugo Juice has sprouts and stuff.
Yeah. I would like to take my game to the next level and grow some wheatgrass and all that shit. And get a cold press.
That is... I would never think you do that.
Yeah, because... Very interesting. Let's say you get... this full table full of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would take you about a whole week to take all that in. But with a cold press, you just get it in.
Oh yeah.
You could actually intake all of this and
those
in
machines
glass.
Are crazy though, expensive cold press juice.
Like
stuff.
Four bills. Costco.
Oh really? That's not bad.
Costco. It's not bad. It's just that it's work.
Yeah.
It's work. It's going, buying your shit, pressing it, cleaning it, whatnot.
Dope.
Yeah. So very I'm cool. into that. I'm into home rentals right now.
Being an adult, basically.
Adulting.
I've been going mad on that shit. Nice. Destroying and refixing all this shit.
That's
sick. Okay, I have one now.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm really into fishing.
Are you really?
Yeah. Like I love to fish growing up in the country and stuff and having like a cottage and all that. I was all about fishing. I love fishing so much where if I don't have time to actually go out fishing on a lake or something, I have video games at home that I play fishing.
No, wait.
Yeah.
It's so geeky. Yes. Yeah,
I know. It's so bad, right?
Really?
Yo.
But do you eat the fish you catch or you release them?
Depending where I'm fishing. I only usually eat like walleye. That's pretty much it.
Do you feel bad?
No.
Or he's eating it. He's not like wasting
it. I'm not wasting it. Yeah.
Do you watch it die on the string?
No. I kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do it. Boom. Like that. Done. It's quick and easy. If you watch it die on the string, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I'd rather go click. Boom.
Oh my
it's
God.
Dead.
Okay.
But that only happens some of the time. I'm usually support fish and put them back. So don't worry, Cherry. Don't worry. I got you. Chris.
Yeah. These days I don't have much, all the hobbies, I kind of mentioned them on the pod, but I have a huge, comic book collection.
Oh, sick. Dang,
really?
Yeah. It's freaking huge.
Like DC, Marvel, or all of the above?
Everything.
Ooh.
Like back in the day, but for a long time, Image, DC, Marvel, even like the indie brands I'd collect.
Very cool.
I have, you know, those long comic book, boxes, those white ones that can stack them up long.
The ones you see at Comic-Con that are just like,
So I have maybe like 25 of those.
What?
Whoa.
At my parents' house. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
And I'm like, I'm fearing the day that this, hey, do you want your comic books? Cause I got no room for that shit in my house. Right. So I'm like, let's just leave them there. So every time like we pass by, I pick up a couple and I give them to my kid. But that's
cool.
It. Yeah.
I have a pretty large Archie comic book collection.
Really?
But the pages are starting to like get it. It's old. I have a lot, like a couple hundred.
Like
I used to buy it for Archie.
Huge, huge Flash fan. Like the Flash.
Flash Gordon?
No. The Flash.
The Flash.
Like, but the wall.
You laughed at your own
funny.
Joke.
Very funny.
Clone knows exactly what I'm talking about.
did you read your comic books?
I did. Yeah.
Did you keep your spines nice and straight? Or you were like, fuck it, read it.
I wouldn't open it all the way. Like I'd hold it.
Like pinch it and open it.
I have a lot of like doubles and triples. Because back in the day, they didn't cost as much as they do now. I'm not up to date on a lot of stuff. But just I went back and I tried to find all the old Barry Allen Flashes. Mm-hmm. But mine is more like the Wally West Flash.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys, whatever.
Yo, well, people that know, know.
When did you stop collecting?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like when Superman 8 years died?
Ago? 8 years ago, maybe.
Oh.
Did you say something when like Superman died?
Yeah, Doomsday.
I have that.
Okay. I stopped after Doomsday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did boys used to collect stickers? Remember at the Depener, the gas station, whatever.
You get a little like gum?
No, you got a pack of stickers and you bought a sticker album and then you had to buy packs of stickers to put.
And okay.
My first one was like, New Kids on the Block.
Those, what do you call those girls? Action Boys.
Hockey stickers.
Yeah.
In the book. That was cool.
I just collected Garbage Pail Kids, but I think you guys are
too. Oh my gosh. Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids, yeah.
I still have them.
That's sick.
That rings a bell.
Going back to comic books, I actually had, this has something to do with sneakers. I had a CGC, you know what CGC is?
Yes.
Like the grading.
Yeah.
I had a 9.8 Spider-Man versus the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
And it was an older one. It was like it was released in a newspaper, I think. I had it and I actually traded it for a pair of sneakers.
Oh, shit.
And those sneakers were my Chicago ones.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Traded them straight up.
Wow.
That was a good pickup for
me. I already collect a bunch of like little Adidas collectibles.
All right. Like what?
I have like, I don't know, like booklets, stickers,
so these are just like show pieces? Like you don't use them for anything?
No, okay. Like everything that I get, I don't necessarily use it. I just like, I have a big Adidas wooden box from like years ago. And I just like put everything in there. Like I have like a little like miniature shoes. I have, Paul from Vancouver sent me like a... an Adidas Originals like pen with like an Adidas eraser, like a sharpener. Like I have tons of cool Adidas like little gear. It actually inspires me. Maybe I'll do like a story on Saturday. Something like that.
A photo or something.
That'd be really cool.
Well, when you said box, I was like, oh yeah, I collect like, I guess it is basketball cards, baseball cards, like rookie cards and shit like that. That I have. Like, because I think back at Michael Jordan, and I'm like, whoa, I was alive when he was playing. I could have bought like a shit ton of Michael Jordan cards and then like cashed in. I just didn't know. So when LeBron came, I'm like, yo, this guy might be like a really good player. So I started buying a lot of LeBron rookie cards. So I have like a bunch of LeBron rookie cards. And
he turned out okay.
Let's get to wait. So every like when he won the championship, I was like, fuck. Because I'm not a big LeBron fan, but I'm like, oh, at least my cards are gaining value.
Nice.
I have tons of Slam magazines.
Yeah, I have a Slam magazines
from one
too.
All the way till like when the internets blew up and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Kicks.
I have a lot of those Kicks. Yeah, Kicks magazines.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky, I hope you learned a bit about all of us here.
Amazing.
We're all a little bit weird, which makes
needless to say, our sneakers make us cooler.
Yeah.
Than what we really are.
It's all a front. It's all a cover for all our geeky stuff. Anyways, guys, we're about an hour and a half into the podcast. I think it's
time to
wrap it up. But before we go,
I have a little shout out.
Yeah.
If I can drop one.
Drop it.
Shout out to New Balance Canada. I got a little package in the mail. It's the new Balance 574. They revamped the lifestyle sport version of it. It's actually pretty nice. My issue with the 574 was always the toe box. I found it too roundish. Too high, and it's like much sleeker now. So yeah,
I really cool. like that shoe.
They look pretty good. Yeah,
really like that.
Yeah.
And so, what colorway did you get?
I got the black/white/red.
Cool.
Yeah. So thank you, New Balance Canada.
Yeah. Shout out to New Balance.
Much love.
And Sneaker Tub too. If you want to check them out, where can they do that?
Shout out to Sneaker Tub. But you can check them out at their IG. You should link to their site. It's at Sneaker Tub. Thanks for all the gifty gifts. And hopefully we'll be doing something with the podcast in relation to your Sneaker Dub. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And a big shout out to Nike Canada, Nike Toronto. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. And guys, we're only one episode away from 50 episodes total.
Yep.
We're getting there. Cherry, you want to shout anyone out?
I'd like to shout out my whole staff too.
Nice.
Okay, good one. Yeah.
all them your to staff. Listen to the pod. I'm sure they're going to like it.
Yeah, force them. Come on.
I know. You know what?
You're going to sit here?
They hear me talk all day at work and whatever. So I think they have enough of me sometimes.
Okay. Cool.
Shout out to our followers on Instagram who are actually shooting photos.
Oh,
yeah.
Keep it up.
We picked the submission. I hope I'm saying their username correctly.
Samson.
Yeah. Yo, he's actually like
dope shit, bro.
Taking such good pictures.
It was really good.
No, he's actually really
good. Oh, I want to shout out Ryan again because I didn't shout him out. So my official shout out to Ryan from Texas. He is Samson's a loyal, very loyal listener. Every week he always messages me, comments.
He's out there listening to us.
He listens to us Friday night when it like goes on.
At midnight?
It's his ritual. Huh?
At midnight?
Well, he's in Texas.
So he's what, 3 hours behind? 2 hours?
Two? Maybe two?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Friday
between
night,
two and
man.
Three.
He listens to it before we listen.
Keep listening,
to
yo.
Yeah. Everyone keep listening to the podcast.
Shout out.
Samson 1 got me really jealous with this photo.
Kith Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
So nice.
So he hit it. He really hit the shoe was not touching the floor, and I assume it's one of his favorite sneakers.
Let's get in touch. That's going to be our cover photo for this week.
Yep.
Let's just get the original file.
He's like cool. Or yeah, he's going to mess. He's been messaging us. Worst case scenario, we'll just thief it from him.
Yeah.
And then give credit. Yeah.
And also, we're looking for sponsors for the podcast. So if you would like to have your brand or something featured on the podcast as a sponsor of the podcast, let us know. Send us an email to thesneakerpodcast@gmail.com. But before we go, let's get everyone's Instagram. Cherry, where can people find you?
Cherry.graywall.
Cherry like the fruit. Chloe?
At Clarel.
And Alex?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
And Chris, where can we find you?
At Christopher Dachu.
You can find me at On Air with Mike D. We'll catch you back here next time. Episode 25 of season 2. Episode 50 total. Really excited for this. We'll catch you back here next time. See you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.